Triple M. Get ready for the new look Rush Hour.
We're not here just to take part. We're here to take over.
Triple M's Rush Hour with Bernie and Jazz.
All right, the fixture's out. The AFL fixture is out as we spoke at the top of the show. But one man that we loved catching up with and the Adelaide Crows star midfielder, Brady Crouch, joins us on the Rush Hour. Good afternoon, Brad, and thanks for your time. It's
contact training today. That would have felt a little bit different.
Yeah, it was. I can hardly move at the moment, but we all got through and no one got hurt or no off. So, no, it wasn't too bad. It was a bit different. We still, for the rest of the day, you've still got to stick to the same sort of social distancing rules and all that sort of stuff. So 1 minute you attack on someone, next minute you can't go anywhere near someone. So it doesn't really make much sense. But, yeah, we got through.
Yeah. Are you still in your groups of eight or is that extended?
Yeah, still in groups of eight after training. So
all right.
There's a lot of waiting around. Today, Ford's got the first go, can go straight in from training to go and do their weights. So we're filthy on that in the first place. And then you wait around for 45 minutes before you do your weights. And then you got to sort of all got to shower in different groups of eight as well, which is a bit weird.
So the draw's out today, mate. You got, I think four pretty winnable games. Obviously, all three of them are going to be away. You got Port Adelaide, the Gold Coast, Brisbane and Fremantle.
Yeah, I thought... The draw looks pretty good for us. Hopefully, we've got a few decent opportunities to win a few games early. I think Port looked in pretty good form early in the year, so that's going to be a massive game. And I think it's great that we can play one more week in South Australia before we head off.
Mate, will you be at full strength? Will Duday play? Obviously, a lot of clubs now will be in this very, very fortunate situation, won't they, to get some of their star players back who may have missed the first 4 or 5 weeks.
Yeah, there's a lot of different players around the comp that sort of work well for. I reckon Tommy Duday will definitely play. I think Ollie Wands will probably play now for
Port
as well.
Will, yeah.
It doesn't help us. So, I think that'll be good for them both.
One positive, Robbie Gray won't be out there by the looks.
Well, don't write him off.
he tends to always pop up in a showdown and win the medal, so that'd be nice if he doesn't play.
I know you're no politician, mate, but if the fly-in, fly-out restrictions are eased, do you come straight home, do you know, even though the first 4 weeks might not have been finished yet?
I don't think so at the moment. I think as it stands, it'll be the hub as it is, but yep. Hopefully if the rules are going to get sort of eased back, then we might be lucky, but then we'll be flying up to go up to Brisbane every weekend anyway, so
yeah.
We'll see, wait and see on that one.
Now, you're staying at a golf resort. It's been highly talked about. You're staying with Port Adelaide. Now, how are you staying at a golf resort and not going to be able to play golf?
I know. It's just devastating.
It's not good, is it? Bradles, it's not good. And rooming with the Port Adelaide player, please.
Well, it's not, to be honest, that's the least of the worries. If we could play golf, that'd be the main thing for us.
What are you off?
Down to 8 now, Burns.
No.
I'm after you.
Oh, you're coming for me.
So you put a challenge out to Burn, have you, Braddles?
You're on my list, mate. You're on my list.
You're on. Oh.
Well, keep me on the list because I'll be on there a while with you coming. But we had Matt on the other week, actually, and we asked him about golf and a few other sports between you two. He reckons he's better than you at everything. He's talking footy.
He did. He built
basketball, cricket, golf.
Boxing.
I've never seen someone play golf so often as Matt and not actually improve. It's just like staggering, really.
What's he off?
23, I think it is.
Matt, he reckons he's better.
He told us he was single digits. He's like as bad as Tom Brady is.
Nah, it's a bit of an ongoing joke around the footy club, Matt's golf. Some of the things he's been able to do on the golf course.
Now, Brad, contact time came out during the week that you may sign a short-term contract. Where's that at, young man?
At the moment, it's nowhere because you can't actually make any contact with the footy club in terms of contract negotiations.
Right.
So I think that'll all sort of work out and start getting back into chatting about
once
that.
Once you get going,
you understand a fair bit about it, yeah. Mm.
When does that open up? Because that's an interesting point. You can't actually sign contracts at the moment. You can't even talk about
it. Negotiate, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. That's the thing. We still don't really know when all that stuff opens up. I think it's so hard because of all the, you know, the games that could finish whenever, like depending on how everything goes with the virus and everything. Yeah. So I think the AFL is still in the mix of sort of working out that sort of stuff as well as what's going to happen with the draft and when we're going to come
salary
back
caps.
Season again. Yep. Salary caps, yeah, exactly. So got no idea at the moment.
Mate, before I let you go and get back to your lovely little dog, Joshy Jenkins came out there over the weekend and said you're all conned by Collective Minds, the grand final power stance. What's your take on it? Hey, you boys won finals. You won some finals in that series, if I recall, and did all right. No one wins then.
Yeah. It was a bit of a... Well, no, it was one of them things when we did it for the first two games, it was working for us, so we'll
keep doing it.
Yeah, we played pretty well in the first two games. And then, obviously didn't go too well in the grand final, and then everyone sort of, you know, has a crack at you about it. But if we had won, it probably would have been.
Oh, you would have been
story.
Superstars, yeah.
It was a bit of a different, you know, bit of a different thing, and it was all part of what we were doing at that stage. So, you know, it's like in a sort of team environment, everyone sort of buys into all that sort of stuff.
Well, he's probably sooking up because he didn't get a kick on that grand final day either, Jenkins, so that's probably why he's struggling with it. Hey, mate, all the best. Take care, and we'll speak soon. And not long before showdown in front of no one, Adelaide Oval, June 13th. All the best.
Thanks, boys. Cheers.
Crows, Brad Crouch there, Bernd.
Yep,
up and about.
Good.
And he's after you. He wants
he's
you on the golf course.
Me, isn't he? I like that challenge.
I'll take on Maddie then. If he's off 23, I must be off 22. So Rush Hour with Bernd and Jars.
Triple M. Get ready for the new look Rush Hour.
We're not here to take part. We're here to take over.
Triple M's Rush Hour with Bernie and Jars.